Today's podcast is brought to you by Jane Jack Plus. Get all of your Jay and Jack podcasting goodness over at janejacktv.com for only $2.99 a month. Once again, subscribe to Jane Jack Plus over at janejacktv.com for only $2.99 a month. From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast, a podcast about movies, television, games, music, sports, and anything else we want to talk about. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Ramblecast. It's your good friends, Jay and Jack, with some guests. We don't know who they are because it's a secret. Yeah, that's right. It's Jay and Jack's Ramblecast.
It's a secret?
It is a secret. Welcome.
Are you back. Are you at a producing shape? Because it took you forever to get this thing set up.
It did a little bit, and I apologize for that. People at home who are waiting.
Yeah, they're sitting there waiting for you to get. We're all sitting around here, and I cleaned up the studio.
You did. Mom,
we cleaned it up,
which was nice.
We got everything out of it.
The studio was turning into a storage unit, or AKA my room.
Yes, it almost looked like your room again.
I was getting back. I was like, hey, all right, I'm just comfortable.
Well, we finally got all your boxes. You're down to two boxes here left at this house.
That's impressive.
From 85 to 2.
Yay me.
Well, the Taft took two boxes.
The Taft
took two.
I said, and just like just like Dale, they were the longer boxes.
Yes,
so
they
he
were.
Took the longer ones.
He did take the longer boxes.
So
took the long box home.
So this is the Ramblecast.
I don't like the angle of this mic.
Well, just leave it. Don't mess. Keep messing with it till you break it.
Let's go this way with it.
We still have guests. There we go.
Because now I can be comfortable.
Okay, that's the key. Jax has to assume the podcast position, which is reclined with the feet up, no shoes. And the mic.
Got to keep socks on because it's really cold.
It's 17 degrees this morning. We are going to go into a stretch of having some special guests on the Ramblecast. And for this week, we have none other than Miss Colleen J. Glatfelter. And Mrs. J. Glatfelter, I think is the name they call her.
Is that Colleen J. Glatfelter?
Yeah, or Mrs. J. Glatfelter.
Isn't it a coincidence that her middle name is the same as your first name?
I know, it's great.
Well, that worked out really well.
Mrs. J. Glatfelter, and none other than Mr. Clifton Armstrong. How you doing,
Mrs.
guys?
Mrs. Clifton Armstrong.
There we go.
Glatfelter.
It was a secret.
Uh-huh. It was
you
a secret.
You weren't supposed to tell people that we were on board.
Well, I just
on board
introduced
or,
you guys.
Or married?
I'm not married.
You're not married?
No.
Any plans on getting married?
Jeez, Jack. One question at a time.
So for those who don't know, I mean, I'm sure a lot of
you. I haven't seen you in a while, so I have to get
caught
up. I know.
It's been like, 27 years, hasn't
it? It has been. It's been a while.
Those
I
you
had
there.
Hair the last time we met.
Oh, my God.
We were talking. That's how long it's been.
Those of you at home know Mrs. Glatfelter over there, or Colleen, from the Fringe podcast, which finally ended yesterday.
And did you Did you watch Fringe?
I watched parts of the finale, but I need to like watch the whole season.
You won't catch up.
He won't catch up. But when he was watching it, you didn't look at your phone 30 times.
That's true.
Which
That's
I
true.
Thought that you were kind of into it.
I told
it.
You would have enjoyed season 5.
That's what most people say. But then everybody says, yeah, season 4 was dreadful, but 5 was better.
Yeah. Some people did like season 4. There were a few people out there that liked. I think you liked it. I
thought it was okay. It wasn't spectacular television, but I thought it was okay. And this is really weird because I told Jay. Like,
I don't podcast about okay television.
I know.
You see,
I can't. I'm like leaning
flash
this
forward.
Way
flash
into the mic.
And B. I don't just okay television.
Oh God.
To give you some
perspective. Well, at least B had
moving.
Attractive women on it.
Yeah.
Okay. So I said Colleen. So wait. Hold on.
Okay. Sorry.
Hold
sorry.
On.
To give
again.
You some perspective in the room.
Yeah.
We only have 3 mics.
We have four.
Colleen,
we have more mics.
I brought an extra one so we that I could
here.
Have one.
Right, Colleen,
I came with my own
you're
mic.
Shaking,
came
you're shaking. The,
oh, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
The desk. I can't
Colleen
handle it.
I brought.
Plus, you're rocking my
away
feet
from the mic.
All right, let's bring some order to this.
It's really
chaos.
Freaking me.
And for those
a little togetherness, crippy crap.
A little togetherness.
I have a cough drop in my mouth, by the way, too.
Sniffles.
It's not tasting well with that.
Is this sound effects coming from you, Jack?
No. Again, for the people at home.
Talking about.
And Clifton is yep. here. For those who don't know, he is famously the hybrid from some of our older shows back in the
yes.
day. Oh, boy.
Well, what was that called again? What was
they
your segment called?
They even based a character on Fringe after Clifton.
It was yeah. a night with it was a night with a
no,
pickup
that,
artist.
No, that one didn't talk.
A night with a pickup
that was
artist.
The perfect hybrid.
Yeah, it was a perfect hybrid. Yeah. Knocking water bottles on the head.
He didn't
and all
speak.
That
I bet you Michael could pick up women just by going like this.
We're talking about Fringe.
Yes, for those at home.
Jack just made the shushing thing.
We're going into 800 tangents. So, Cliff had his own segment that was called, what was it called again, Cliff?
It was called A Night with a Pickup Artist or something.
That's what it was, yeah.
So,
or Tonight with the Pickup Artist or something.
And
like
the reason why we have Cliff on today, and Colleen kind of weaseled her way into being on the show today, is that Cliff is leaving us this week.
I am not leaving you.
You're
guys.
Leaving.
He is.
You're never leaving. Coming back.
He's leaving.
He canceled his gym membership. That means
That's,
he's leaving.
He's gone forever is what that means.
What are you doing with your condo?
I'm renting it out.
Renting.
Oh, see what you did when you flubbled around with
flubbled
the mic.
I get flubbing
with
around with
there.
It.
So this is Cliff's finale episode. But Cliff, tell us why
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, why are you leaving?
You know, there is Skype and stuff.
Who leaves Raleigh?
Wait, nothing. Hold on. There's no Skype. I don't. What's that? I don't.
Not in the alternate universe.
There's
have,
talk shoe.
Where there's yeah. talk shoe. What happened with Skype? Wait,
oh,
what
nothing.
Is this?
I'm just trying to figure out a way so I don't have to talk to oh. you. That's awkward. Okay, I'm sorry.
There's payphones, especially in New York. They're like every 3 feet.
Payphones.
Depending on
the,
which TV show you
the endangered yeah. species.
But go ahead, Cliff.
Not tell New York.
Yeah. So moving out there for Hollywood.
Hollywood.
Well, why? Tell us.
I mean, what are you
what
doing?
Do you mean?
Are you
why?
You pursuing a dream, or what are you doing?
Well,
an actor,
I suppose.
Or?
Oh, geez, no, not an actor. Probably
an
looking into doing some post work out there. You know, on the big feature films. I know everybody talks about. Oh, they want to go out and they want to, you know, be a. You know, be an actor or be a director, I think that it just takes a long time. And this is kind of like chapter two in my book. So,
you want me to hook you up with my good friend Tom Cruise? He is following me on Twitter. I'm one of the 53,000 people he's following.
You could. You could. He is coming out with a new movie. Well, two
well,
movies.
I thought you were
and,
just going to stop
okay,
it.
I, yeah, I don't want to. Hey. Can't insult my friend. It doesn't matter.
No, no. I'm
cool
not gonna. I'm not going to break the three rules of L.A. that you're supposed to know.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. So, okay. So, aww. Cliff he visited L.A. for a month, and he came back with three rules.
I can't believe you went out there for a month, and you want to go back.
Yeah, that's the big thing. But
well, that's because it rained, and it was clear skies, and, you know.
See,
that's
the problem with L.A. Women. It looks nice after it rains, but that only lasts like half an hour.
Yeah. That's okay.
What part of L.A. are you living in?
Oh, I always want to say, like, Placentia. I'm not even saying that right.
this is a but family show, Cliff.
Yeah.
Hold on.
hey,
Cliff
hey,
also,
is...
it, he wants to go to, speaking of Placentia, he
You're gonna have a tough
saying
time with
downstairs,
the names
I know, that he wants to, he's going to Brea, and there's no such thing as Brea Street.
Yeah, there's not a Brea Street.
Wow.
You can Google that.
Brea.
Because it spells breast.
Wow, this is getting... This is like PG-13. Hold on, guys. Like, let's relax for a little bit.
Yeah, we're gonna lose a lot of ramble
calm
cap
down,
because
yes.
you know the Christians are out there.
Yes.
What?
They never say breast.
We love them too.
So anyway, Scientologists.
So, go. Oh, actually, that was another thing. I drove by the one of their main Scientology buildings. And
did you wave to Tom?
It's a big building.
Tom? It's a brig.
It's a brig building. Brig building.
It's okay, Cliff.
I'm
Cliff
already,
could say that.
I am half Chinese, and I suppose that I do switch my L's and my R's more often than not. Now.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Only when you're imitating your mother.
Yeah.
So
my you know, I to this day. Every time I'm mad,
I do the
F.U. John McCain.
Well, actually, Cliff has...
I'm not telling the John McCain
Cliff
story.
Has a new story about his mom because he posted it on the Facebook group about
Which
watching
one?
Saturday Night Live. So why don't you tell us that story, Cliff?
Did you call it Saturday Night Live?
So I...
Well, you didn't,
so
did you say the live
I was
part?
Watching. I was watching Saturday Night Live. I had not watched Saturday Night Live in at least 4 or 5 years. Well, I mean, the only other time was like when I'm over at Jane Colleen's place, you know, and whenever
yeah.
it just happens to be on and they happen to record it. And I'm like, oh, who's hosting this time?
Nice.
But
nice.
But Jennifer Lawrence was hosting.
She's the girl from
she's the Hunger Games.
The Good Movie.
She's been in X-Men. She's 22 years old, and she's sure
she's only 22.
She's only 22. Her career is going to go places, and that's awesome for her. I really look forward to
one
seeing.
One day, Cliff will cut
what,
scenes.
What is
with
this
her?
One day? Well, whoa, PG here. PG here, Colin.
You can't say breast. You can't say cut scenes.
You can't see cut. Yeah, you can't see cut scenes.
We just lost the Bible Belt.
But yeah. It'll be great for her. But so my mom and I were sitting there, we're watching Saturday Night Live, and it's in HD, and they have this big, huge HD TV. And my mom sits there, That Hunger Game girl, she has like a mole on her chest. She has a lot of moles on her chest. Her moles kind of look like the Big Dipper. That poor girl. That poor girl. And I was sitting there like, I'm sorry, Mom. I know you don't want me to tweet anything about you, but I had to.
You gotta tell the John.
So then,
I'm not telling.
So then, Colleen and I watched that episode, and there's nothing I can do but stare at the Big Dipper moles on her chest.
I know, me too.
I didn't watch the episode.
So now, if she wins an Oscar, it's all I'm gonna think about is her Big Dipper moles.
Yeah, I couldn't watch it because I was afraid of the Big Dipper moles.
And there's nothing.
I was afraid.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with the Big Dipper moles. Except for that's what my mom is like the one thing that she noticed.
So you know that whenever you do bring a girl home eventually that you're going to marry.
I'm going to have to.
You're going to have to like hide away your mother because your mother probably did the same thing to that girl.
Or
she like point out little flaws.
Or if you brought home Drew Brees.
Drew
Brees. You probably
noticed
that too.
Who's Drew Brees?
He has a mole on his face.
Oh, he has a mole on his face. Or like Claudia.
I'm saying she'll pick out some imperfection and she'll ruin it for
Cindy
you.
Cindy Crawford.
That's who.
Yeah.
Can you imitate your mom asking if you have a girlfriend?
Colleen, no.
This is the last time we're ever going to see you ever for the rest of our lives.
Liar.
Aren't you coming to Comic-Con?
I am.
So we'll see you there.
Yeah, I'll see you there.
We're trying to build the drama for the people at home.
Seriously. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Spoiler, right. Will we see him at Comic-Con? No, we will not.
I will never see them ever again. I'm going on a spaceship into the galaxy. No. Okay.
That's an Elton John song.
Far away.
No, but you're going to Hollywood to pursue a career in film editing.
Right now, I'm Drew Brees.
Film editing? Yeah, I'd say so. Doing a little, I mean, you know, everybody writes scripts, everybody does, everybody, you know.
Any feelers out there, any leads, any, the word I'm looking for?
Plenty of contacts, plenty of leads, plenty of just awesome things that are happening.
Well, that's good.
Got the chance to, you know, hop over to like Paramount Studios and Fox Studios and... took a tour at the Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers Studios actually saw. For those of you out there, it was funny because on the tour at Warner Brothers, like everyone's like, "Hey, are you guys into Pretty Little Liars?" And I'm like, "No," but I know a lot of people who are. Are you into like you know Jurassic Park? I'm like, "Yeah, Jurassic Park. Batman. Yeah, Batman. Big Bang Theory. That was neat. Like Big Bang Theory was out there." Pretty Little Liars was the only two that I like remembered. And Big Bang Theory is like really big. My parents actually got really, you know, into that show.
It's a huge rating.
It's 20 million people watch it every day.
It's one of those magic CBS shows where you don't understand how.
Well, I've watched it. I will watch it every now and then, and I laugh at it. And sometimes I go when the laugh track's laughing, I'm just kind of staring at the screen. Then I kind of. I draw the line.
But what was really cool is, like, I'm not the type of person that likes any sort of, like, sitcom comedy where there's a laugh track. But I will say that when we were at Warner Brothers, everything was toned down. Everybody was on break during the Christmas season. And so we actually, the tour took us to the studio set of where they film The Big Bang Theory.
Was this a paid tour or was it a private tour?
Yeah, it was a paid tour. It was like $40.
All right.
It's not bad at all.
You have like a tram?
Yeah, you get on a little golf cart and
Jay
go
was
in and
because I
stuff.
Hate to tell this story, but Jay was afraid at Universal Studios.
Hold on. Now, see, the Universal City, so Universal Studios.
Was afraid.
Tour tram.
It was last year.
No. Now, they had this, it would have action sequences where you thought you were in an earthquake. And other things.
Yeah, that was so cool. I remember doing that when I was a kid.
So
were you afraid?
No.
All right.
It was
okay.
Awesome.
So I had
ET
issues
ride
as a child.
Afraid.
And
well, some guy. What's that? What's that guy that came and kind of grabbed? You're already having a bad day.
That's right.
And we have a picture of it. He's already having. He's already been afraid. And we're on the tram, and some guy dressed in a
mummy suit.
Mummy suit comes up and grabs him.
He grabbed me.
I think Jay pooped his pants.
I think Jay pooped his pants.
And I go, great. He's already having a bad day.
We have a picture of it too. Because my face is perfect.
Your face is like. It's like complete terror because like, he's had a crappy day. We went on the ET ride and you were done.
Well,
you didn't want to go on the bike.
Picture online.
I don't know. But see,
I said
now,
Jay, you'll be all right.
That's what you said.
And then your 3-year-old sister got on it. And it was fine, but you said okay, I'll go on.
I don't see. I look back at that now and I don't understand what my irrational fear was. I think I thought I was going to die. But
just something, you know.
It was just a giant guy. Like, but now you have no fear at all. Paper, like.
No, now I love that stuff.
Because you made fun of me on the parachute ride at Knott's Berry Farm because I was terrified.
Knott's Berry
rusted
Farm
cables were going to snap.
But I still looking back, I don't quite understand my irrational
fear. I got to find the video. I got to find the video of you on the Big Thunder ride.
That is a classic.
Because I actually turn around and film him in complete terror as we're on the Big Thunder ride the whole way.
Poor
and then you got
JJ.
Then you got the girls
holding up their hands. I don't think Kayla held up her hands.
Maybe
she has a little bit of you in her.
Yeah.
So
anyway.
Hmm.
So
Big Bang Theory actually shot in front of a live studio audience.
Uh-huh.
And what's
were
really
they live
cool,
after the it ended or were they just bored to death?
No, they pretty much like the entire shoot where it's the guy's apartment, that like hallway with the elevator. If you've ever watched the show,
yeah.
And then Penny's apartment was Penny's apartment.
It's yeah. Right next door, isn't it?
Yeah, across it's like right way. Next yeah. door, across the way.
Hey, how long does it take to film a half hour sitcom?
So
how long are you sitting there for?
So I actually didn't get to see the live show. I just went into the set and they had it all closed down. But I did ask that question, and what it takes is Monday and Tuesday, that's when the actors will go over their lines. Wednesday, they shoot all the away places,
right?
Out of the studio, out wherever. Thursday, they do a dress rehearsal, and then after the dress rehearsal, Friday they bring the studio audience in and they stay there from like 8 a.m. to like 5 or 6 at night.
Wow. And they, so the audience is in there for.
The audience,
it's an 8-hour day.
Yeah, it's
do they
a
get,
complete
do they get
eight-hour
paid
day.
To be there?
I guess not.
Do you get like a lunch or something?
Well, the audience, like every if you go in and sit in a live sitcom, like it's all free. And
yeah.
if here's,
why don't you
here's
get tickets?
A tip, it, you can get tickets and they're free. And if you ever had to pay for a ticket to get to sit on a television show, then you've been scammed. Like so. All television shows everywhere.
Well, I know Universal Studios, they have sometimes they have people out there passing out free
right.
tickets to go to see the shows, and it's always
so
like,
is that a law that they can't charge to do it?
Maybe. It's because of the reputations of the studios. They want people to go. They want people to experience.
That's a long
it.
Day, 8 hours.
8 hours is a long day.
And see, that's why I couldn't be an actor. The whole 2 days of dress rehearsals, mm-hmm. then you got to do the run through, then you got to do the shooting, and then you got to do, like, I remember just doing our things. 85 takes, like, come on.
85 takes. Just one more.
You would think that California would charge since they're so broke.
Well, they wouldn't make the money. It'd be the studios.
Zing. Yeah.
No,
I'm, or maybe the state would charge for it. It's like, hey, yeah. give us money, please.
Yeah, all they have to do is tax the studios, force them to charge.
It's true.
Oh, but the other interesting thing I will point out is that when they are doing the, when they are acting in the live studio audience, they'll have writers on staff that when they tell a joke, the writers will actually mark down if the audience laughed or not.
That's
and
smart.
If they didn't laugh, then they basically redo the scene with a different joke to get a good laugh.
Really?
For an audience. And I thought that was like really.
So they stop it and just the momentum. It just would have. How do you just bring it back? And
that's
know.
The magic of editing. That's what Cliff's going to be doing.
Now, you are a great editor, Cliff. I'm not just saying that because you're here.
So for any Hollywood people out there, I think Jack has a profession of live in laugh track. Gauge, right? So people can just write jokes, and then you can just sit there and I'm like,
and then you hear this.
That's terrible.
Womp womp.
So that way, you know, you could be that kind of that litmus test for those people.
Yeah, it's not funny. Sorry, it's not funny.
Sorry, bud.
Sorry, it's not funny.
Not that funny.
I'm not laughing. You're an easy laugher, so you'd be up there.
They would think
they have an Emmy.
I have to say, Cliff, I'm very impressed that you went out there and you didn't sit around and. And, you know, I don't know, go to the beach all the time. You actually went and did things. I'm really impressed.
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's cool. Thank
like,
you, Colin.
You know, you treated it like a vacation, but a very productive one. And I'm, go you. Fist bump, Cliff.
Kapow,
all right.
Explosion.
I was thinking maybe Jay could go on the set of The New Normal. And
new
maybe
normal?
they would think
oh, because he looks like the dude?
No, because no, it would be funny.
The New Normal.
Because I would laugh at all the jokes.
He would laugh at all the jokes.
I haven't watched that show, though.
I've watched it. Your mom watches it. I've watched it like 4 or 5 times. They had the guy that was, the guy, remember the first season of Chuck, the first episode of Chuck, the really good looking guy?
Mm-hmm.
He's now on some USA show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was on that show, and then he hooked up with some guy, and I'm like going, come on. There's no way he's a hook. That guy's, he's too good
Matt
for
Bomber,
that guy.
That's his name. He was Bryce.
Yeah.
Matt Bomer.
And he's hooked up with some other guy. I said, there's no way he's going to hook up with that guy.
Well,
there's
His partner. Who's his partner? Is he an actor too?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. I'm trying to think of...
We were talking about in real life, right?
Matt Bomer's
boyfriend.
I don't know.
All I know is he was in Magic Mike.
Oh, we're talking about the same guy from Chuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy that played his old roommate, the one that gave him the intercept.
Yeah.
Bryce Larson.
I wonder if he's now really dating this guy then.
Is that what you guys are saying? He's been in a long-term relationship.
No, but I'm saying if he's wondering if it's the same guy.
That's what I'm saying. There's no way he's with that guy from the show.
Wait, I thought he was in...
He may have had a guest spot or something.
Okay.
Because I was like, you know, how you...
White collar.
You judge a guy and a girl, and you sit there. Yeah. I was like, there's no way this guy is going to date that guy.
We'll say that a lot about Colleen and I.
Yeah.
Not really.
Because I'm kind of the ugly one in the relationship.
Jay, do you want to say do your I told you so? I'll let you do it on air. Got here first.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
First of all, this...
Well, I noticed I text Jay, and he didn't text me back.
I left my phone at home, and I was really, really mad.
Meeting.
I was already.
It was with
you were in the bathroom or something.
No, it was with all the market leaders and store leaders.
Jay was doing important people things that the rest of us can't do. You know, sometimes I'll be like, oh, it's such a hard day. And Jill will be like, you didn't do. Tell me what you did and I'll tell you what I did.
No, what I try to do is I try to align. I say, you know what? It's been busy too. I understand. I feel your pain. So anyway.
Wait. We successfully carried the second couch up today.
The sofa up.
The there love seat came Ooh. In. We only dropped it once, and it was when we were taking it out of my car.
I only dropped it once.
So it fit the truck?
It fit. Jay's got a picture.
Yeah, I took a picture of it. I didn't think. Well, I thought it would. I had a pretty good idea it would.
I totally didn't.
But once we saw it in the package, like, this might be close, but it fit in there.
I was driving this close to the steering wheel. I was about half a foot from the steering wheel, but it fit.
And we got upstairs in the thing. So we were both leaving at the same time, and
I was really pissed because I realized I left my phone at home, and we didn't have time to go back to get it because we were at the dumpster.
I've started doing the Lake Boone. I've started going Lake Boone Trail for going home and going away,
which is stupid because you're going past.
Well, it's not stupid because it's faster.
It's not faster.
It's like a good 5 minutes
You're
faster
going in
every
front
time.
Of the hospital certain times a day. It's
well,
not faster.
Now it is twice. Twice. So coming here killed you.
You didn't kill me. I got stuck in the traffic. I got stuck in traffic on Capitol Boulevard. Did you have traffic on Capitol Boulevard?
What time are you coming down? You should never go down Capitol Boulevard after a certain time.
But hey, we had both.
You know, yesterday I had no traffic when I got on it. I've been doing? Like 5:45 because I get here by 5. And here I hit it
at 5. That's when it backs up.
And
oh, my God.
And if there's an accident on Capitol Boulevard, forget it.
So
oh, it
I will say, so
oh,
we
I
left,
was really
we
pissed.
Left it exactly the course, same time.
Wait, hold on a second. Cliff, this whole traffic thing, get used to hearing that.
Oh, yeah, you're
going to L.A.
all day.
When I got out there on the 5, I was like, this is awesome. I'm driving on the L.A. highway. 10 minutes later, oh, God, why?
I'm not
moving. Please kill
how
me.
Many, how many fits have you heard me screaming in L.A. traffic?
Just California traffic.
California.
People don't realize this, but Jack was a maniac on the road.
No, I'd be
terrible.
I had terrible road rage. And then when they started shooting people, I said, all right, I'll back off.
You know something?
Like, I had several fits on the way here.
You know something?
If you would tailgate me, I would let you, I'd back up, get behind you, and do the same thing to you. And I'd be right on, I said, just right on. But now I've mellowed.
No, oh, I would do that. Well,
nothing makes you care less about people than LA traffic.
Yeah. But they you get the, watch it. They the shoot truth. You. They will shoot you out there.
Actually,
they used to anyway.
Jay got into a tailgating war with some chick when we were leaving Triangle Town Center on 540.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember this?
I don't recall this.
Oh my God. She was like 18.
Plead the fifth, buddy. Plead the fifth.
Oh,
oh
that's
yeah.
right.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And I, at one point
what
I
about
was...
when you guys were backing out of Outback the other day?
What was that guy's problem?
He wasn't. He had the right of way. You're backing up.
Yeah, we
up.
Saw it right. I said, "Jay, stop!" Right before you said something.
I'm going stop.
Yeah, I saw. I was like, "Oh, they can wait for me."
And then Jay, I go, "What an arrogant little."
I'm not. That's just. I was just like, I was backing up.
It wasn't. You didn't have the right of way.
But he wanted his spot.
No, he didn't. He went. He drove right by.
Well,
you.
I thought he was going to take the spot, but he drove past. Whatever. No big deal. It's not the end of the world.
Jay drives a GTI now. He's in a brothership. Of other Volkswagen GTI drivers,
Volkswagen.
He can do whatever he wants.
I'll say that. I'll let him know that when I'm in Germany.
The people's car.
The people's car. Volkswagen.
Volkswagen.
But anyway, so I beat her here, and then.
But you didn't beat me here by much. I asked Cliff.
You gotta be careful how you say that. Beat her here. It's just like you don't get brought up on charges.
She got bruises all over her for how badly I beat her here today.
Yeah, I don't think my arms are gonna hurt tomorrow.
I was freezing outside for 30 minutes.
I told you that
it was. I think I was a good 3 minutes ahead of you, Kyle.
You were outside here.
I got stuck in the traffic.
So did I. Yeah. Had the same traffic.
You were outside here, Cliff.
Yeah, Cindy thought he was a salesman.
Cindy thought that I was a sale. I was selling
usually
something.
When people are ringing our doorbell, it is a salesperson. Right. Salesperson is the correct term.
They are dedicated to come to this house because it is the last house at the cul-de-sac.
They
were
Halloween,
walking up and down yesterday.
People don't do it.
That's awesome. That's good.
I saw them walking up and down yesterday, so it's totally not.
So
I wouldn't even answer the door. Could be a neighbor with their house on fire. It's like, yeah, whatever.
On the last Ramblecast, Jack and I made the commitment to see Zero Dark Thirty. Have you seen it, Cliff?
I have seen it, yes.
So we can all talk about it?
Let's do it.
I'm sorry.
But before we get into that.
I'm in a little box.
Rule number one.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. Cliff has three rules.
Oh, my God.
And this is rule number one.
Just replace these with Cliff's old hybrid rules with, like, hitting girls on the head with water bottles.
You should have played some Hollywood music.
This is a more mature hybrid, a Cliff Tonics, if you will.
Did you go to a Chinese theater with the handprints and stuff?
No, I didn't do any of that tourist stuff.
You got to do that.
Not yet.
He's trying to find a job.
You got to see the Hollywood Walk
of Fame. He'll put his hands down there when he's there for premiere of his movie.
When you get... When you put your feet in John Wayne's boots, you go, really? His feet were that small?
I don't know. I'm Asian, and my feet are pretty small.
Well, I'm just saying, maybe you fit in the boots. John Wayne had small feet.
Rule number one is don't ever talk about any gossip with anybody.
Don't in L.A.?
Except
in LA.
For me.
Not you,
You can tell me.
I can tell you, but you won't tell anybody.
Except everybody on Metrobus.
Because there was a story of... There was a story of there was this one girl and she was out at the bar or whatever and she was just
What's the actress name?
It doesn't matter. Anyway, like she was out there. It's such a small town, a small community. Word travels fast. So
LA's a small community.
It's a small community as far as you know.
Well, I guess now with the texting
and stuff, it is a community and word travels. And so you just. You want to hold your opinions to yourself. And if you have something bad to say, don't say it. You know. Just,
yeah, those Hollywood actors never offer an opinion on anything.
Yeah, it's one of those subjects where you know, all like, right, so, you just appreciate just being
so.
There.
So no,
about the girl at the bar.
Well, because the gossip could come back to hurt you if you gets out that you
exactly, and that's what happened with this girl at the bar is that she was out there and she was kind of talking smack about another thing that had happened and.
Were you at the bar?
I can't go into it. No, this is a story of a story.
Oh, come on.
A story of a story.
Yes, you can tell us.
But I don't know the details of the story.
People have to pay to get this. Oh, all right.
No, I don't know the details of the story, but
she
went in.
Did she have a certain Big Dipper-shaped arrangement of moles on her chest?
No.
Was she in a movie that was only half good?
That movie? Oh, no. You mean Silver Linings Playbook?
Hey-o.
In other words, she had a very important meeting the next day in which the people at the meeting would give her a yes, you can be on this show, or no, you cannot be on this show. They were at the previous restaurant.
So she was drinking to celebrate?
Yeah. So it was, just, it's not good. Don't talk about, just be nice to people.
Okay.
That's good. All right, number two.
That's what I try.
Nope, number two comes later.
That's my goal.
Oh, all right,
so movie, Zero Dark Thirty.
So you're going to break these down in three.
He's going to leave that on a
this
Cliff
is Cliff's
hanger.
Yeah, this is Cliff's farewell podcast, the farewell tour, according to Cliff Armstrong.
So,
usually on a farewell 30. Tour, you get like a car at each stop and you like this.
We just had our rest area break. Yeah. Now we're driving.
All right.
Going forward. Zero Dark Thirty, yeah.
Yes, this great new movie directed by Catherine Bigelow.
Should I tell my drink story first before we go into it?
Yeah, I mean, if you want to.
Okay, so we go there, and we use the AMC card. You know, you get little, after work, you get
and,
perks.
And by AMC means Regal Crown Card.
So you get a free movie or free this or free this, whatever like that. And so this time it was a small soda. So we get a popcorn and a small soda, and the small sodas are like huge.
They're big small sodas.
Big.
Now, the popcorn was $6 for a bag of popcorn. So hungry. Small bag of popcorn that costs maybe 30 cents at the most. I'm not complaining. Because I got to make a profit.
Sure.
So I got the popcorn in one hand, and I'm eating it, without my hand. So I got the drink in this hand. So we're sitting down, and I go, oh, the armrest isn't down. Instead of giving the drink or popcorn to my wife and using the free hand to put, I go, let's get this down with my elbow. So I get it down, but then it tips the cup over, and I've been bragging about this. Look at my small soda that I didn't pay for because it's a human colossal small soda. I'm like, small, and I just kept joking. I was bugging Cindy the whole way. Free small soda, free small soda. And so I rolled the whole way to the seat. I go, did you see my free small soda? And go, you know, just being a jerk. And so I get there, and he goes, flips over and falls. And I go, fudge.
Fudge.
But I didn't use the word fudge.
You, John McCain.
Yeah. And so I go, and everyone stops and turns around and looks at me. I go, did I say that out loud? And my wife goes, yes. I go, oh. I'm still mad. She goes, no, no, I'll go get paper. So I threw all the napkins down, went and got all these paper towels, put up a little dam. I said, hey, just let you know, it's coming your way. Because it's leaking, and we had like this much soda left.
Oh, that's so sad. Little
had an inch and a half of soda.
And so my wife goes, "How's that small soda? Free small soda." So anyway,
see, and I know how the way you curse can be eloquent. So I knew it was probably like a ah,
yeah,
throughout the whole movie.
Just one big, and I went, "Oops, I didn't mean to say it that way." Because everyone turned around and looked at me. I go, "Well, you're gonna see worse things
in a couple minutes."
Yeah, a couple minutes.
So yes, this movie is about the pursuit of Osama bin Laden.
Yes,
and kind of the years of
that lead
interrogation.
Up to that.
I mean, all the things that they went through to try and get this guy.
And, it was amazing.
It is. It kind of followed the story of her actual name is not Maya, but in the movie she's called Maya. And you know, her kind of journey from, you know, just right after 9/11 and kind of
I thought they started out really well because you don't want me spoiled, skip ahead. It's a dark screen and they have 911 calls from the towers and the plane.
I mean,
they're playing all these things, and it's like kind of eerie. You had to hear one call, they say, it's hot.
Yeah, it's from the tower.
We're sending you, it's really hot, the smoke is bad, and then it just cuts out.
Well, the girl says, I'm gonna die. And yeah, it was really intense.
Honestly, that part was more intense to me than the torture part.
If you've watched, I think Fahrenheit 9/11, they do have a very similar scene in that, where Fahrenheit 9/11 was a documentary about the whole thing.
I forgot that movie existed.
Yeah, but they have that moment where the screen is black, it's just audio, you hear, you know.
Well, the worst one is one where the French team is filming the firefighters.
Yep.
It just happened to be the 9/11, and you hear this pounding boom boom boom, and it was people jumping to their death on the, above the, and it's just like oh my god,
yeah, this is, and it was for everybody who's listening. I'm sure it's a dark time for everybody, including us here. But it sets
the tone
for this film and
on why that pursuit was so important,
right?
Yeah.
And then it starts with that intense interrogation.
Yeah, I was telling you, I don't know if I was telling you, but we were talking about the actor that was being tortured. Mm-hmm. As we were talking about earlier, how many takes and how many different things, how long it takes just to film a certain scene. That guy, I wonder how many days it took for them to film his sequence of scenes.
Yeah.
And it was rough. I mean, it looked real. I mean, it looked the beatings, the torture he was in, and so everything.
Thank the makeup crew, thank the cinematographers,
it was rough. I mean, I was cringing a couple times.
Yeah, it was a tough scene to watch. It's a tough series of scenes to watch.
And it was funny because the big controversy with Zero Dark Thirty was the scenes of torture. And while I don't think they showed a lot, but they just hinted at the fact that
they did it up front. They just said,
like, right, this is sort of like something they did in order to try to find out where
this,
like,
was the ends justify the means kind of thing.
Yeah, and I understand.
Well, I think the controversy is, I don't want to get too political here, but some say it doesn't work. These guys, these CIA guys, were saying it does work. I mean, they're pretty saying it does work. We are going to get information from these guys.
I think that's, it's sort of the conclusion was, is like, the reason why people are leaning towards like it does work was because in the end they did get him. But at the same time, like, you're telling a half factual story, kind of like Titanic, where we know that the boat sank.
That's not a lie.
Even though they have Titanic 2 on Netflix. Watch it, but yeah, like the like sequel. a movie like
the Uprising.
Titanic, yeah. Uprising. Yeah, But like in the movie Titanic, it's like you tell this story within that, you know, a tragic historical event.
Well, you're saying that Rose wasn't on the boat?
I'm not going.
She didn't drop the old lady didn't drop it in the ocean in the end.
And Rose didn't push Jack down.
We're talking about Zero Dark Thirty here.
So, no, that's only part of the controversy, and it's not so much that it's. I'm sorry, I'm talking too loud.
A little bit.
Okay, it's not so much that with the torture. It's this movie had a lot of controversy back when it was still filming because Catherine Bigelow and her partner that she made the movie with were given access to very classified documents. And
oh, really?
Yes, I read that in Entertainment
Weekly. But did it look like this with all black lines?
No. They were given, like, there was a big S storm around this back when they first started making the movie.
Mm-hmm. Rhymes with poop.
Well,
soup.
Jack and I have already talked about poop on podcast. A big poop storm.
oh no, not no, soup! I just stepped in soup.
And
oh,
that woman Maya, she does exist. She's in another book where they detail similar things that came out back mm-hmm. in
well, there's
September.
There's a TV
and her name
movie.
She was referenced as Jen in that book. Mm-hmm. So this woman character does.
I'm gonna
exist.
Waterboard someone until I find out her actual name.
Yeah,
too soon?
You know,
yeah.
It was interesting for me because there was a there is a waterboarding
exercise
scene
in
video
Hollywood.
Game?
Yeah, no, not video game. Good Lord.
That's rule number two for Hollywood.
You people are mean.
Learn how to breathe
there's
underwater.
No longer, there's no longer a casting couch.
Oh, no, but there is a waterboarding scene, and there is actually a video online that I saw of where. I think it was like one reporter or something like that, like asked the army to like actually waterboard him, and it was all done in complete safety. Basically, he held two metal rods in his hand, and if he let go of any of those, then the test would stop.
Yeah.
If he would, you know, kick or something like that, the test would stop. Everything, all this stuff. This was the kind of guy, you know, 6'5", like, you know, huge and. He also had some military training before he did reporting, and he didn't last but, you know, a few seconds.
Yeah, it's pretty terrifying.
It is terrifying.
Now, one thing I will say, though, the people that were defending waterboarding when it was happening said there was always a medical person there. Now, in the movie, I didn't see a doctor. I'm just saying.
In the context of the film,
yeah, I didn't see anybody who was scrubbing up and had little plastic gloves on. And say, okay, he's had too much.
Maybe they didn't want to pay
now. Now, maybe in that scene, I don't know, but it just seemed like there was.
Yeah, it's funny. The torture debate is an interesting one because I think mostly everybody here, if there was maybe a loved one that, you know, would die in 5 minutes if you didn't find out the answer.
Yeah, I would waterboard him. I would do whatever it took.
But at the same time, I think every single person at the realizes. The wrong in it,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the argument. And,
yeah.
And that was the argument, I think, back then was, like you said, they set it up in the beginning. We were so angry and so upset, and we wanted revenge so bad, it didn't matter how we got
especially
it.
Especially for people, I mean, Colleen, you lived in New York. I mean, for New York, that devastation.
Oh, yeah.
Devastation. Mm-hmm.
That's why that opening sequence of hearing the 911 calls bothered me more than watching
but I think it was
a
nationwide
oh,
thing.
Oh, it was a nationwide.
I can remember when my wife came home. Scream! I was still because I worked nights and nights and day. But I was sleeping, and she's we're under attack. I go, what is she talking about? Mm-hmm. And we turned on the TV, and about a half hour later, the first tower came tumbling down. I'm like,
I think it's one of the
it's blown away.
It's a moment in for our nation that'll never be forgotten.
So I said, I see both sides of the argument. Like I said, I think Jason Alexander said it on Bill Maher one time. He goes, look, I'm against it, but if my family is being threatened, I'm paraphrasing. I don't know the exact word. He goes, I would do it, or something like that. Like I said, if you were taken,
maybe not me. But.
If somebody kidnapped Zoe, I would say with the water. Jay, on the other hand, I might have some morals.
But it just takes. I don't know if I could personally do it for the country. Mm-hmm. You know, as far as you know, to go get Bin Laden, but it's just a tough situation. My only thing was, and I was telling you, I said, okay. They were so convinced it worked. The CIA, one guy from Chicago Code, it took me forever to figure out what movie he was in. What show he was in. With the one with, what's the girl that was in the L show, L Word, and Jessica Biel. That Chicago show, cop show that didn't last. He was in that show.
Okay.
The CIA was so convinced it worked. Now, when Obama took over and supposedly they got rid of it, did they stop doing it?
The way the documentary seemed, it seemed like their hands were tied; they couldn't do it anymore. But again, it's a movie, so you don't know.
But did they mm-hmm. stop doing it? Because if it was illegal, yeah, okay, I didn't do it anymore.
Well, I interpreted it differently. Like it looked like to them that when they had that sequence where Obama was saying that they don't do it anymore, they were all kind of looking at each other like, "Oops."
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I said, "Did they stop doing it?"
Okay.
Now if you're in the CIA. I'm cool with you. Hey,
last week we had the mafia on our tails. Mafia, this week we got the CIA.
You know, I'm cool with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, follow rule number one.
No gossip. But I was like going, because they're in dark, deep, and you know, because there's just different. They can word it differently. How they, you know, politicians are very clever on how mm-hmm. they, and they have mm-hmm. tons of lawyers. How they word things.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't do it on our land, mm-hmm. so.
I will say though that her friend that you know thought she had her sorcerer. Oh,
that yeah. was very obvious. What was going to happen?
Yeah, she's like, well, come on.
Well, they came out and said that didn't really happen that way.
Okay,
I did read something that say it. They portrayed her wrong.
Okay,
that it didn't happen it happened.
Her name has been released. Who the real life character was based on? Just because people figured it out because they put together back that bombing happened. They didn't let the guy in because in that same way they let him in without security because they had met him and had contact with him before he had established a trust relationship with
them. But why
them,
are you all
and
around
that's
the
why
car.
They let him on.
Yeah.
I would say, okay, one of us go over there and then the rest of us stay back.
Listen, Rose really wasn't on the Titanic.
Yeah. I'm just saying. But I did like how it was intense. I thought Kyle Chandler's character was really. Mm-hmm. He was,
they were all.
It was a well acted movie, and you have. There's a ton of people that you go, oh, what movie was he in?
Which show
was
he in? And you could, and a lot of movies that take place over a huge arc of time. This one you're able to follow pretty clearly, and you know, it just join the kind of you know.
I like what she said. Let's just bomb the compound. Just bomb it. And they were like, well, no, we got to be sure.
The politics behind everything was fascinating, too.
Yeah, well, because you're going into Pakistan, and you weren't telling Pakistan you were coming in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's you're going into a country.
Yeah.
But I get why they couldn't do it, because they didn't know if they could trust, you know, hey, if you're from Pakistan, you're listening, I'm not criticizing you. But they didn't know.
We got them on our tail.
Yeah, they didn't know. And it was it was one of those things. And I thought the whole thing when they actually went in.
That was tense.
The SEAL team went in. Yeah. I said, wow, this is. Because it was, you know, you think of it as just, hey, we jumped in, we killed him, bop, we got some information, we left.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of how, but it was a long process.
It was a pretty long
sequence.
Once,
like, the rest of
the
town started coming out, I was like, man, that is crazy.
Now, I did see a movie on National Geographic before the election they had, and it was portrayed a little differently. It was more on the SEAL team and stuff, how they trained for it and stuff. And they said, on that one, they had two guys were kind of saying, oh, no, it's a military thing. It's a military with the police and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
They didn't show that in this one. They just had the two guys. One guy was speaking to them, and the one guy, well, they better do it. I'm going to start shooting them.
Yeah.
They better back off. I'm going to start popping them.
Mm-hmm. There was somebody that live tweeted it while it was actually happening without knowing it. I want to say he was an Egyptian student
wasn't.
He was like an engineer student or something.
Oh, I stopped following him.
But no, he was, I guess he was taking a summer off and starting his summer off, I guess, in Pakistan in that area. And he actually tweeted like, I hear military, a helicopter just crashed. I hear military. There's loud gunshot noises or something. And he didn't realize that he was live tweeting the assassination of
and who knew Bin Laden was such a sound sleeper?
Seriously,
I was gonna say, I was just like, okay,
did he take a bunch?
He's coming.
Did he take a bunch of NyQuil the night before or something?
Because in my head, in my picture, I was like, it was a secret. You know, they just kind of went in and attacked like this. I was like, man, this is really loud.
The helicopter coming. The dogs are barking. And
yeah, mm-hmm. She
waking
said.
Up the town.
I read an interview because I did a lot of research on this because I was going to write a blog post on it, and then I got really busy and didn't. So, but Catherine Bigelow said that they actually, when they poured through those classified documents and they interviewed some of the Navy SEALs that were there to make sure that if somebody went down on the third step in this hallway, they made sure in the movie that that person got shot on the third step in like that hallway. And they tried to, this is what they say, of course, when you're reading something and it's like Entertainment Weekly, who knows?
That's where I get my news.
Well, she's been giving a lot of interviews just everywhere, and I've been reading a lot about it because I think it's fascinating. But they tried really hard to make sure that they could get it as that part, at least, as accurate as possible, just to portray what happened.
Well, you sit there and wonder, too, because they were offering $25 million for any whereabout, and nobody was talking. It's like, now you see why it was so hard to find this guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It just was like, and you think it was kind of just a fluke, some back information that they were able to figure out. If they wouldn't have found that, he'd still be walking around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really crazy. So overall, I will give it a solid 5 thumbs.
I'll give it, I was tortured and I only have 4 left.
Gotcha.
So I don't have 5 thumbs. But I'll give it 5 thumbs. I thought it was excellent.
I'm going to give it 4 fingers or 4 thumbs.
Okay, 4 thumbs.
And here's why, is because...
Get the towel. We'll get that
4th. Cliff's going to put those titles on the screen way better.
We're going to get that 5th finger out from you.
No, not at all. And here's why. Catherine Bigelow, who's the director of Zero Dark Thirty, also directed another one of my favorite films, which is...
Hurt Locker?
The Hurt Locker, yes.
She is listening to this, so yeah, it would be good to...
I loved The Hurt Locker. I thought it was awesome.
That's the one with the guy with the explosives, right?
Yeah, Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, that's Hawkeye, right?
Excellent, excellent. Mm-hmm. And what's her name in it?
Evangeline Lilly.
Evangeline Lilly's in it. Not enough.
Don't call her Evie.
No, don't call her Evie.
Unless
you're wearing a bomb outfit.
I thought that I thought The Hurt Locker was a little bit better than Zero Dark Thirty, and maybe it was because I kind of went into Hurt Locker kind of fresh. Like, I was like, oh, I'll see it. You know, whatever. Bomb tech in Iraq. Okay. The story of that. And I think that message in The Hurt Locker was we are so separated from what actually goes on. You know, like we talk about what happened, you know, like right now what's happening in Syria. Bad things, you know. I just watched a video of where like an airstrike on, you know, a college dormitory when students are taking their midterms. It's like, that's bad stuff. And that's what's in the news and what people are talking about now. The Hurt Locker had that message of saying that we're so separated from that world as Americans over here in the state. We're so separated from that world. And like the characters that go through that film, you know, like, Jeremy Renner's character in A Hurt Locker, he needs to go out and like disable bombs in Iraq because that's his world that he lives in. And, you know, and it's that sort of separation, which, you know, is a theme that I like. Zero Dark Thirty's theme is sort of it's a relationship with, you know, with what Americans like, with Americans and what happened on September 11th, 2001. That's something that resonates with Americans, but there are a lot of people across the world in those countries that we're going after that probably haven't even heard about it. You know, they don't even know.
I think everybody knew about 9/11, though.
It is. I don't know how to back it up.
There's probably people in some parts of the world that have never heard of it.
I guess what, you know, with Zero Dark
Some parts
30
of Africa where they don't have any TV.
Okay, but that's stuff you
with
can't
Zero
count.
Dark 30, let me just back up. With Zero Dark 30,
they don't count?
I just watched it.
You know what I mean?
I just watched it as a film. I just like, you know, this is neat. Like, this is the story of what it took to get bin Laden. At the end of the theater, at the end of the movie, I was like, you know what? Cool film. All right.
Well, it had me from the opening.
To the end.
I would give it 4.5 thumbs. I still think I liked Argo a little bit better.
I haven't seen Argo yet.
You haven't? It's a good movie.
Oh, Argo's good.
Argo's really good.
I'm
not going to watch it because they didn't give an Academy Award, so it must not be worthy.
Let's go into some weird news. You guys ready?
Yes.
All right.
Movie picks.
All right, this is weird news.
Okay, it's weird news, and why are you singing movie picks?
But first, rule number 2.
Rule number 2.
Here we go.
Rule number two
is when you go out, make an effort to do number to look two. Nice.
Some of us don't do number two in public, Jack. We've gone over this.
I do. I'm doing it now.
Make yourself make an effort to look nice, because you never know who you're going to meet out there.
You know,
they might put you behind a camera.
That's Cindy's pet peeve. She sees these actresses go out there, and you go, I mean, what, you know, on TV, they get those shots of them with no makeup on. She goes, because Cindy never leaves the house without makeup. So she's like, why would they go out? Because I've seen actors in public, and you go,
yeah,
wow, I didn't know that's who that was.
Maybe they're trying to go incognito so nobody notices.
But then, but you do notice them, and it's like, yeah, you know who you almost look like if you weren't so.
Well, Gaga used to go out without the makeup and the wigs and stuff because she was able to go out and be anonymous.
Yeah, I guess, but it just. Once right, they figure, because so, I saw an actress once years ago, and I was like,
her?
Huh? I didn't, because she was with her famous. Well, they're both famous, but her husband was a little more famous, and I was like, wow, she's not wearing any makeup.
Who?
She wasn't
break
ugly.
Break Clint's first rule. Tell us. Who.
I can't.
She break broke rule number one.
I can't break number one number rule because she broke rule number two. So I can't break one because she broke.
All right. So weird news is. I will read three weird news titles, and Jack will pick one of them.
Well, let them pick it. There's too much pressure on. I say go with the Charlie Brown one, but
oh well. There's three knows of us, Charlie so Brown. So all right.
Jack
you don't know the Charlie Brown.
One.
So Norway cheese fire closes tunnel.
Who cheese cut the fire? Cheese?
I can see that happening. I can see Jay cutting the cheese in Norway and closing a tunnel
because he lit a fire up.
In a related news story, fake doc allegedly uses crazy glue in butt surgery.
Yes.
No. No chuckle from you. I thought that would have gotten you.
What?
What's the third one?
Crazy glue and butt
doors?
It's
because I think you've used the crazy glue to seal up the butt.
I've been a surgeon, you know. I'm tired of you poop. You can't poop in public? There you go. You're done.
And last one is, would-be robber cries, restaurant cooks him a pizza.
Is this an episode of Blue Bloods?
Maybe. All right.
Are you reading all three of them?
No, no. Or? You got to pick one of those that I'm going to read.
Well, Colleen knows about the super glue one, so she'll tell me that later. But for all you listening at home,
one.
Oh, you don't know about that one?
No.
Let's do the super glue.
No, don't do a different one.
Wait, what? Which one do you want
to
do?
Pick the one you want to do. This is your last time I'm ever going to see you. I want you to pick the news story.
The pizza one was kind of boring.
We'll go with what Jack laughed at, cutting the cheese out of the tunnel. Let's do that one.
Now I want to go to Norway.
This one was submitted to me by Lauren Johnson, member of our Facebook group at facebook.com/group/JayandJackGroup.
Thanks, Lauren.
All right.
I never read people's last names when we do The Fringe.
Well, she's on Facebook, is that, so I think she'll be
so okay. It's all right? It's legal?
Maybe. Lauren, if I...
Well, Lauren...
Said it, soon.
You
have,
broke
I'm
rule
sorry.
Number three.
Never say your last name in
never
public.
Say last name.
All right. About 27 tons of caramelized brown goat cheese, a delicacy.
Yes.
How many tons?
Woo!
How many tons?
27.
Wow.
Of caramelized brown goat cheese.
That's a lot of cheese.
That's like a plane.
A delicacy known as Bernost caught light as it was being driven through the Bratley Tunnel at Tysford.
Well, how'd it catch on fire?
Northern Norway. The fire raged for 5 days, and smoldering toxic gases were slowing the recovery operation.
So cheese burns?
Well,
you think cheese would melt?
The tunnel, which is said to be...
Oh my God, could you imagine that?
Yeah.
If it melted?
the tunnel,
most delicious tunnel ever.
The tunnel, which
I don't
is
know,
said...
this cheese doesn't sound too good.
The tunnel, which is said to be badly damaged... This is like... You can just fill in the blank with all these. The tunnel is badly damaged from the cheese. The brown cheese burning.
This is like an episode of The Merry Men.
Which
wrong
is
podcast.
It's like a wedding reception.
Is likely to remain closed for several weeks. We can't go in until it's safe. I'll just speak of Hornson told.
That's what she said.
We got some toxic cheese in there, man. It's nasty. That tunnel is
Police officer Vigo Berg said the high concentration of fat and sugar in the cheese made it burn almost like petrol if it gets hot enough.
Wow.
The lorry driver, and for those who don't know British terms, lorry driver is a truck driver.
Somebody's been watching Top Gear a lot lately.
I know my
British.
They
don't Lego. Mention that on Downton Abbey.
I don't think they had lorries yet.
Okay.
Had
Are they
noticed,
made out of aluminium?
They just
aluminium.
Say the motor. The motor.
noticed the fire in his trailer and abandoned it about 3,000 feet from the southern entrance. No one was hurt.
That's a coward.
No one was hurt.
You know, if that was a ship, he'd have to stay. If that was a ship, he'd have to stay on the ship, wouldn't he?
And he said, and he said, "I didn't know that brown cheese burns so well." And that is the story.
Wow, that is the story.
I don't know. I'm kind of lost my appetite. Some brown. You got any of that brown cheese?
You know, that's what I heard. If you could like explode a Snickers bar, it would be something like a ton of TNT or something like that.
Because
there's so much energy. Built
one
up
Snickers
in those
bar. Cars.
Hey, that's science for you.
This is,
I think it's made up science.
This kind of reminds me.
Why are we
me,
spending money on all these billions of dollars on weapons? We just go buy a pack of Snickers bars.
Seriously.
Take that, Bin Laden.
Well, there was, I was listening to a Schmodcast, and they were covering, there was a maple syrup. Maple syrup.
Maple syrup, huh?
Maple syrup theft in Canada. They had like a billion tons of maple syrup. And somebody stole it, and they replaced it, the barrels with water, so that the
that was Breaking Bad.
Was it really? What?
I don't know. I'm laughing. Just because.
You'll get it when you're older.
You'll get it when you get to that episode.
Spoiler alert.
Nah, it's not really a spoiler because no one knows what I'm talking about.
Okay.
What season was it in?
This now? Season, last season.
Oh, I haven't seen last season. Thanks.
Part of season 5.
Oh my god, Cliff, what's rule number 3?
Oh, we're gonna go.
Well, no, hold on.
Don't spoil people on Breaking Bad.
We got the 5 questions for Cliff.
For Cliff,
yes.
The 5.
Oh, here we go.
All right.
The five.
For Cliff.
The five.
Cliff.
Nobody knows. Once I'm richer, almost anything goes. The five.
Question for Cliff.
All right.
That's when Jay cared about podcasting.
5 questions for Cliff. You win the 5 if you get 3 or more questions.
And you know what
correct.
You win? You know what you win?
Nothing.
Trip to LA.
All right.
One way ticket.
Let's do this.
Considering that Cliff is moving to Hollywood or
you,
LA.
What are you doing?
But first,
what are you doing with all your stuff?
Brea Street.
Are you bringing your stuff?
Brea Street.
You're bringing all your stuff out with you? Or
I already took all of my stuff halfway. A lot of the furniture, the big stuff, like my parents.
Oh, okay. All right.
So halfway.
I don't know if you just stopped and left it on the side of the road and said, all right, I got to go back to Raleigh. The truck will be okay here.
Hey, you know, that could have been something.
You parked at a rest stop somewhere. Like a U-Haul.
Just like Jay and I, we got rid of.
It's okay. No one's going to say
anything. Jay and I got rid of the old couch like that way. We just took out the old couch. There's a thwink right there on the side. Nobody knows what happened to it.
It's just not right.
I don't think they knew it was us.
Well, they do now. Someone
but first,
send them an anonymous note.
Rule number 3. Cue sound effect.
Rule number 3.
Wow, Colleen.
Is a fish dying?
That was my sound effect.
Did he throw a basketball?
Shaq?
No, what's his name from The Office?
Jim?
No.
Dwight?
Daryl.
Daryl?
You have to see it.
Rule number 3. Do not get drunk in public.
Well, come on. I've been to LA.
And you've been drunk in public, have you?
I have not been drunk in public in
and
LA.
And then you have survived.
Just in San Diego.
You have survived.
San
Diego.
All right, so.
I was, at our party, I was stuck in the corner. I didn't get a drink.
Oh, so I guess I've been drunk in public in LA and San Diego.
No, I've never been drunk in LA. I don't think so, anyway. No.
Well, too drunk to remember.
No,
I guess.
No explanation. Just don't get drunk. Because,
all right.
Well, because you would do stupid things.
Exactly.
And then
the paparazzi would say, yeah.
Oh,
she does it on purpose.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think she does it. Well, I mean, obviously she has addiction issues, but I think that she does it in front of the paparazzi.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have broken rule number 1.
All right. Number.
She's the exception to the rule.
Question number 1.
Number 1.
The famous Hollywood sign originally included more than just Hollywood.
I know.
What is that full name?
Hollywood Land.
There you go.
Very
ding,
good.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right.
And why did they have to take it down? The Depression. The Depression came. They had to take down the land.
They did. They
no. So the Hollywood sign was
it used to be wood.
It was for a movie.
Well, no, it wasn't for. It was actually.
That's what she said.
Was it an advertisement for a movie?
No, it wasn't. It's. there was a development of homes that they called Hollywood Land that was in Hollywood.
I thought it was for a movie.
So it was actually an advertisement. So it had lights on it, and it would blink Hollywood Land. And then they left it up because it kind of became a trademark. But if you actually see the movie Argo, it fell in disrepair, and it was actually all fell apart. There was like half of the H gone and everything up until the 70s, and then they
because the original sign was made out of wood, and then it just degraded. Then
it is cool. It is cool when you're driving on the freeway and you start looking. Okay, where's the sign?
Yeah,
That is like kind of like the Matterhorn. We can't see it anymore. Anyway,
buildings get in the way.
Yeah.
What was the original name of Hollywood back in before 1853?
Armpit.
I don't know history.
Just guess.
Well, I can't even guess.
Hollywood Squares.
I'll just say.
I'll take Paul.
I'll just
say
Tinseltown. How about that?
Nope. It was Napolera.
What?
Napolera.
Napolera.
In 18,
and we're back to Brea Street again.
And
you know what? Because people couldn't pronounce it. So
in 1853, one adobe hut stood in Napolera, named for the Mexican Napole cactus indigenous to the area.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you learn something every day. Awesome.
All right, the next question is, what was the first studio to be put in Hollywood?
Oh.
Buster Crabbe starting it.
Buster Crabbe.
Really?
Well, obviously it's not Fox because that's recent. I don't want to say it's Warner Brothers either because that's more recent.
It's probably one that's no longer around, isn't it?
Okay. Is that a clue? Can I?
I'm just guessing because I know there's probably ones that are no longer around. Napoleon, whatever that's.
You know what? All right. I'm going to say. I'm going to say Universal Studios or Universal City. The reason is, and I'm doing sort of a little bit of deductive, but their studio is like located the closest to the mountain.
Okay, Magnum.
And they're also... What? Oh. Hey, I'm not wearing my white jacket and pink socks, okay?
What?
I'm not going to Florida. I'm going to L.A. Wait, what?
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 You boss me.
I'm wearing a white jacket right now.
Anyway, Universal Studios.
Final answer?
Yes, final answer.
The correct answer is the New Jersey-based Centaur Company.
You know, I told you it was something that was no longer around anymore.
Centaur, Smash, I don't know.
Why was that area the first one to really get big in movies?
Actually, I mean, New York was first.
I know,
but one kind of built up and then became the epicenter.
What happened was that Thomas Edison basically invented the camera. And what he did was when he invented a camera, he wanted to have a huge either copyright or trademark or he had the patent on it. And if you wanted to use the camera and shoot a movie and display the film, you had to pay him a huge amount of money. So what a lot of people did was they said, screw you. We're going to L.A. We're going to start our own business. We're going to do our own thing. So they basically got away from New York because of all the copyright the patents, all that system, and they built it up.
Well,
it's funny that we mention it because now there's all this online stuff and like the internet's trying to do stuff. And then, well, rule number one, but the same thing is happening today.
That makes sense.
But so, at the same time, it's like, cool.
There are quite a few famous buildings in Hollywood.
I don't know.
One
buildings.
Of them.
You'll know this.
Is,
I don't know this.
Capitol Records.
Man, come on.
That is question number four, ladies and gentlemen, with my partner Jack.
I had a nice setup and everything. Dang it.
I told you you'd get a point for that one.
All right, this one's pretty easy.
All right.
And you shut your mouth over there.
Can I keep... But I'm pretty...
No, you're not either.
Why? I don't know anything.
I think five just a silly, is to incorporate dumb little girl. All of us.
All right, so...
We'll sing it in harmony.
This
perfect harmony.
This section of Hollywood where you can look down and see famous names encased in stars is known as this.
I said this earlier.
Yeah, isn't that the boardwalk?
No, that's Santa Monica Pier.
Oh, that's... Well, Oh, the Hollywood Walk of Fame, right?
Ah, come on! Give
I didn't open up my mouth, did I?
He didn't say a word.
I didn't say a word.
I guess that's...
So, Cliff, where are we on that? 4 for 5, I think.
Plus, he should get extra bonus for giving us the information.
No, it's 3 for 5. And,
But he did. He should get an extra bonus point for telling us why... How L.A. and
the
Hollywood
history,
became...
The history of Hollywood.
I didn't know that.
All right, so we'll give you 4 out of 5. Well, then he helped you cheat on one. So we'll give you 3 out of 5. So you
three
win the 5. Right?
All
there
right.
we go.
So you're still a winner, Cliff. You're still a winner.
All right.
Trip
to L.A.
You know what?
In the
that
bag.
Red car out there? All yours.
Sweet. Sweet.
That brand new... You've won a brand new Volkswagen GTI.
There you go.
2010.
Whoop, whoop.
What?
Hate you guys. All right, so we have some listener feedback from the Fringe podcast with Colleen and Jack.
We forgot yesterday, right. So now we felt really bad.
It didn't pop.
Can I have your phone again? I can't pull the email.
It didn't show up until after.
I'm gonna play the call first.
Well, that call did not show up until later on the day. I mean, it was like that night. I go, it wasn't on there earlier.
That's okay.
It said it came out at 1:49.
Our good friend Chip Mims for the call.
The old fax gig. I remember that well from days of yore. This is Chip from Raleigh calling in to the Colleen and Jack Fringe podcast. Hey, you don't get a lot of calls, so being as the show has ended, I just wanted to call in and say, wow, what a phenomenal ending. It was just about everything I wanted. I was really hoping for a happy ending, and we pretty much got it, although I really wish Walter could have not had to sacrifice himself as well. Really, really enjoyed the series. I'm glad, Jack, you came back to it. Colleen, thanks for keeping it going with him. You guys have done a great, great job this past year, and I really appreciate you doing this. Can't wait to see what you come up with for next time. And again, really, really good show. By the way, I got to go to a little finale party for Fringe. It took me back to the days when we had that wonderful event in Los Angeles at the end of Lost.
Yeah, boy.
Still great memories from that as well. Anyway, thanks for doing the podcast, guys. Really enjoy it, and talk to you soon.
My only question to Chip is, when he went to this Fringe finale party, did the valet give his car to someone else? If you've heard me tell this story about the L.A. finale party, he's the one I got his car. His rental car. We had the same, his
convertible Mustang.
Convertible Mustang. What? You know, it's a tourist trap, but I liked it. So
it's not like you're in Hawaii and everybody's driving the same rental car.
Well, there were 17. We came out the hotel that one day, and there were seven. I counted 17 convertible Mustangs. I was like, really? I thought I'd be the only one. So anyway, his car. The valet gave me his car. I didn't notice it because it was so similar, and plus I was stressing out to get there because people had to get their hair done. So we get there, and the valet, but the valet was so cool. He took Chip to the, because they didn't want to give him my car. Like, I don't want Chip in my car. No, I'm kidding. But he took Chip and his wife to the Orpheum, and then brought him back. And then he came running out. Oh, the valet was like he had stayed there. He was off work for like 6-7. He stayed there to tell me what had happened. I never would have known. All he had to do is park the car. He could have given Chip the car. We could have gone back.
Yeah.
None of us would have known, but this guy was so honest with his mistake that but it was Chip's car.
Thank you for the kind words,
that
Chips.
I took his Mustang.
Kind words, Chip.
I never gave him money back for the gas.
You should.
I feel bad about
you
that.
You should slip him a 5 next time he comes.
I went on a once I figured out it wasn't my car, I had free gas. I drove all over town. Ferris Bueller's
side.
Ferris Bueller's
side. There was a real quick email from Dan that we also got that we forgot to read. What's up, Sea Dog and J. Crew? Was it just me or was September greeting?
How did you get last billing again?
Always. I don't know what it is.
I figured, this one, you know, I'm gone.
I'm doing
thinking
about doing a podcast by myself. It's going to be Blank and Jack's podcast.
You know what, though? I even put, when I encode it for iTunes, I even put Jack and Colleen.
I don't know. It's okay.
It's just the people want you last for some
reason. I'm number 2 in everyone's heart.
Anyway,
when people are sitting down, they think of me. Plop, plop, pieces. Oh, what a relief.
But
it
not
is.
In public.
No, not in public. What? That's what they think about me in public. Gotta go.
You're number one in my book, Jack.
Oh, thanks.
That was the weirdest high five ever.
Well, come on, look what I'm working with.
Let me finish this real quick.
But can I say that was Cliff's character resolution right there, right? If this is his final episode,
yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh.
What? You know, before like you die or something on a TV show, there's got to be some kind of character development, right. And that was it. Yeah, you had.
Yeah. That was your not Penny's boat. Moment.
Not Penny's boat.
Or his white tulip.
Yes. Thanks for spoiling that for me all the way back in the day.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that was the best. Can we tell that story?
Yeah. What episode were you on Lost?
Oh, I don't know. It must have been like a season.
He was on like Walkabout.
Well, we were filming something. And
we were filming the Lost vidcast.
Vidcast. And I said, I was like going on. I go, this is that. And Cliff goes, oh, I haven't watched that episode yet. I go,
and this is where Charlie dies.
Yeah, and you.
And he's like, Charlie dies?
That's right. I go, you haven't watched that yet? He goes, no. I go,
Charlie I'm still on SOS.
I go, well, they were dead the whole time anyway. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Anyway.
Be careful you say that around.
Yeah, I know.
Was it just me or was September creating vials of mojo to get the time machine working? During part one of the finale, I noticed those cylindrical yellow things looked remarkably similar to the stuff that Dr. Evil drooled out of Austin Powers while he was frozen. Is semen the final ingredient? Does that say semen?
Are you talking about sailors?
People that are on boats.
Is semen the final ingredient to achieving faster than light travel to purge the universe of evil? Is that what this is all about? All in all, Fringe wasn't the best show, but as Austin Powers himself might say, she was worth the ride. See you around. Then he put a picture of Dr. Evil and his
mojo.
All right, thanks. We got that in. So back to Lost.
There's nothing more there. What? I mean,
did you ever finish? Well, you saw the final episode.
Hmm?
You saw the finale episode, though.
Oh, yeah, I saw it with you guys, but I made sure I caught up all the way.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah, I was there with you. What? Did I just, like, disappear off the face of the earth for, like, 2 minutes and 10?
We had to share a hotel room with you, so.
Oh, yeah, we did. That's right.
Thank God. Yes.
There's stories from that trip that I can never speak.
That we can never speak of.
Yes, we can never speak of. I have...
What? Well, I'm just sitting over here minding my own business. I'm not saying anything.
It's all your fault, Jack.
I know it is.
You moved to number two in my
book. Oh, come on. We got there. We got to our apex. All right,
number one.
Now
number
I'm
one.
Telling the story. I'll keep quiet. I still, my favorite story, Cliff story, though, is when we're in Hawaii and Colleen and Jay are down swimming, and it's like 8 o'clock in the morning. And I hear, who the heck is screaming out the window on the balcony? Because we're on, the sixth or seventh floor of this really nice, I mean, it's a really nice hotel. Yeah. It's the most nice hotel I've ever stayed in. It's so nice that when we were walking around the first day, they didn't think we belonged there. That's how nice the hotel was. And I wasn't catching on what the guy was saying. The guy's saying, excuse me, you might be more comfortable going, I go, what is he talking? Well, we're just walking around.
I remember that.
And then finally, Cindy goes, "Oh, you don't think we belong here?" I go, "What?"
It's like, we're trying to get to our rooms.
Our room. He goes, "I'm so sorry."
I don't think that he would have taken Chip to the Orpheum.
No, no, he probably wouldn't. But it was like, "Oh, you don't think we have enough class to be in this 5-star hotel?"
Mm-hmm. Well, we did keep going to the floor with the gym on it to steal free water.
Well, that was okay. You got all kinds of free stuff, but it was like, you know. But
maybe that's why, because we were the people there going, oh, crap, we're sticking all this stuff in our pants.
Cindy got a bathrobe.
She did.
Allegedly. Allegedly. No, she only took one.
Oh, she only took one?
Allegedly. I didn't take one.
But
I didn't even
screaming.
Take the slippers.
Yeah, but I was screaming from the balcony.
Balcony. I go, what are you doing?
Hey, Jay, Colleen.
Smile. I go, what the? I go, I looked at my. I slid the sliding glass door shut and went back to sleep.
But I had the worst one because this guy, this before Colin actually got there, it was just me and Cliff rooming in the room.
Oh, you guys were still. They went out there early.
So it was in the middle of the night, and then all of a sudden, Cliff gets up and he goes and takes a shower.
I take a shower.
In the middle of the night.
Took a shower.
What were you doing, Cliff?
Yeah, what were you doing?
Everybody knows what I was doing. I was taking a shower.
Was it a cold shower?
No. Might as well have been.
Didn't you say that also you...
Well, the way this hotel was, it was very like free and open in Hawaii-y, and it had like these like... thing. You know what I'm talking about? Like
there was no privacy.
Well, no.
It was, yeah, it opened up.
It opened up.
The bathroom.
But even when it was closed, it was kind of that slant, that right. slitted
yeah, it was
kind
a
of door.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. There was
so
no.
the light is on in the bathroom, and it's coming through. I'm like,
didn't you say that you like to be all toasty and warm in your bathrobe, and that's why you're
showering? Well, yeah. that's what it is. So you yeah. took a shower.
I took a shower.
Put on the bathrobe.
Put on the bathrobe, and then go right back to sleep.
I was like, what the hell is going on? So then.
The shower wakes me up. Yeah. It would have been the exact opposite for
the
me.
The same morning.
In all fairness, it was like noon.
I take another
time.
Shower.
No. It was another shower. It was about 3 or 4 a.m. Cliff gets a call from his dad. And I was just like, oh, maybe it's an emergency or something. And then he'll say, hey, what's up? I'm fine. And then hang up. No, he starts to have a full-on conversation with his dad at 4 a.m. in the hotel room.
It was 10 a.m.
When you guys
us.
Were all three there, you guys were the loud neighbors funny. That nobody wanted to be. We could hear you right through the walls. I'm like going... Are they fighting again? What are they yelling about?
I was so sleepy.
When you guys would talk, it would come right through the... I go, these are the worst neighbors I've ever had in my life.
Flimsy hotel room walls.
Yes.
But I did have the best cheeseburger I ever had the first day we walked down the...
Oh, yeah. That
it was an open thing. I had a teriyaki bacon pineapple burger.
Is that where we went last night, too, after the...
No, we only went there
only
once.
Did it once, yeah.
And it was the best... cheeseburger I've ever had. I was like, oh my god, this is so good.
But actually, I think it was the night before I had the most expensive Denny's I've ever eaten.
Oh my god, yeah, you got the mojito, or that wasn't it?
No, the mojito was like the day two or something before we did.
And
the
we spent like $90 a day. I go, what? So he goes, we'll pay for it. I go, okay, yeah, we'll pay for it. I go. It was like
Being
four of us.
You see me, I'm running out.
Yeah,
of
Jay
the
was gone. I said, "Wow, pancakes, a couple of hash browns." It was like $90. It was some ridiculous price, but it's Hawaii. Win in Rome. That's what I kept saying. Win in Rome.
Win in Rome.
That was a fun time. Good times.
But anyways, there's been a lot of good adventures, Cliff, and we wish you all the best and
this
good luck.
My favorite
but this
Cliff
isn't
story
the end.
Is
this...
when Zoe peed in his car.
Oh yeah, so. So Jay and Colleen were out on vacation.
No,
or
we
wherever
weren't.
They,
I
you
was
were
at
on
a,
vacation.
I, no, Jay
they were
was,
on vacation.
Jay was in Austin.
Vacation.
And I was at a funeral
vacation.
In New York. That was not a vacation.
Vacation. Okay.
Just trying to make
vacation.
It nice for the people at home, Carl.
Good times for all.
So they were out, and
Zoe had a urinary tract infection.
And we were worried because she hadn't peed forever in like a couple of weeks.
So you induced.
It was like 3 days.
So
was
you,
scary.
Yeah. So you milked her.
So.
You can milk a cat, right?
I don't know, Jack. What are you talking about?
I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk
this
me?
Is this a Discovery podcast?
It's from Meet the Parents. Yeah.
So I get. So they're out of town. So I pick up Zoe from the vet.
No, you dropped her off at the vet too.
I dropped her off and I picked her up too. But I picked her up. And, you know, she's in a little cage and everything.
While she's at the vet, they have to, like, take a needle and extract the urine from her bladder because just like I don't do number two in public, Zoe doesn't do number one or two in public. And she refused to have any kind of movement down there while she was not at home.
So I was driving home. The cat is, you know, Zoe's on the floor in her cage. You know, I start noticing this smell coming.
In her cage, were you waterboarding her?
I was holding her down with paper towels and saying, I can't think of a cat joke. We'll just let Colleen laugh.
So you don't need
out.
Me for that tester. No. I guess you need Colleen.
Colleen watching the new normal. Right there. And then you normal writer goes, we finally got a laugh.
Finally.
We have a laugher.
We just can't come up with jokes. That's the laugh.
I did chuckle at one of the jokes.
Oh, there you
I
went. Go.
So I start noticing the smell. And
because nothing worse than cat pee.
You know,
there isn't.
And I'm like, oh, that's fine. It just must be the drugs or something. I rolled down the windows. Didn't smell it. And then when I picked it up, I heard the slushing back and forth. on the bottom of the cage.
That's 4 days worth of pee.
And I was like, I'm not. As much as I want to help Colleen and Jay wash Zoe, I'm not washing Zoe. So I washed out the bottom of the thing, and Zoe is just. Yes.
He put old sheets and towels over everything in the apartment. I got home about, 45 minutes after you had been hanging out there?
I think so, yeah.
And then
like
I bathed
that.
Her. And you know something? she was still really sick and like on the medication and so happy to see us and traumatized that she let me put her in the shower in the bathtub and didn't. Not even a meow.
She, drugged
she just
out.
Looked like.
That's because she was like.
Because
I don't know,
you know, she takes a takes a hot shower, gets a little bathroom on, and gets in her little kennel and goes to sleep
and talks to her cat mom.
Oh yeah. I think when I was
I was gonna kill her this morning.
I want to pretend.
No, I can
that.
Talk.
Hey, I can't see what I'm talking to. Can I turn on the light?
Wait, I want to FaceTime you. Hold on. God. Yeah.
I want to pretend that when I was taking Zoe home, I don't know. She must have thought I was torturing her or something.
I'll never forget that text I got from Cliff. Well, the good news is that Zoe finally peed. The bad news is it was in my car.
I know she don't have that car anymore. You still have the car?
Yeah.
No, I still got it.
The worst, because cat pee, I remember playing hockey years ago in La Jolla. I'm sitting next to this guy I play with. I'm like going, and he just smelled bad. And I'm like, I finally go, dude, you stink. He goes, yeah, my cat peed all over my equipment.
Oh, God.
For like days, he had it open, and the cat kept peeing on his equipment.
Oh, my God.
And I go, no, you smell really bad. I go, I can't sit next to you anymore. You're making me throw up.
Ugh.
I go, why don't you wash it? And you can't wash out. Once the cat pees in that gear, you can't get it out.
Yeah, well,
it was the worst smell. I'm like going, dude, you stink. So the rest of the team, he was sitting on one end, like here, and the rest of us are all
cluttered on the other
side
of the thing.
That's gross.
I played defense with him. I go, you stink. Dude, you stink bad.
All right. So on that note, Cliff, it's been a fantastic
chapter one.
Good God. I've been friends with you since the first day I moved to this city.
11 years. Almost 11 years.
Almost 11 years.
What was the date that you guys moved here?
June 7th,
2003.
I thought it was 2002.
Was it 2002? 2002.
Yeah.
I keep thinking. Okay, yeah.
So, yeah. So
I used September 11th as my... gauge when I moved out here.
But
Sydney moved out here May 1st.
On her birthday?
Yeah, she was here a month before us.
Yeah, she was like a good solid month. Weeks.
I came out with her, but then I
there was many conversations like, oh man, we're gonna have to hang out with her son and it's gonna be awful. Jeez, he's gonna rat on us.
And you guys were right.
It turned out to be really cool. So.
But he did rat on you guys.
Yeah, a couple of times.
He did rat on
you.
I never ratted on
him. He was a squealer. He didn't have to be tortured. You just have to bribe.
They took out a water bottle from like the vending machine. Jay's like, "All right, I'll tell you what you want to know."
No, you
just like this.
Doink.
No, you give Jay a Ghostbuster toy. I'll tell you anything you want.
I'll tell you anything you want.
He's worse.
Did Jay tell you that he found his Ghostbusters costume?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
Oh,
nice.
Cool.
Yeah, that's where I took it out of the boxes. Cool. Awesome. Clean it up from here. Anyway, so.
But yeah, the close of chapter one. Now I'm starting chapter two of a very long book.
Will you still remember us when you're a big, when you're getting that Oscar?
Not you, Jack.
Okay, thanks. I'd like to thank Jay, Colleen, and my favorite number two.
No, absolutely. I think with a lot of the things, you know, especially Comic-Con and that world and going to Lost and, you know, even traveling up to New York when Colleen, like, you know, blew up at the ticket thing, driving through one of the things.
That was when the Easy Pass ran out.
The Easy Pass ran out. Oh gosh, yeah.
Oh, I was all sorts of mad about that.
And just traveling wherever, me with you guys, and like just kind of sets it up.
Thank you for using that as your example of how you'll always remember me.
I will always remember Colleen screaming at the top of her lungs at me for 15 minutes when I'm in the car.
We think it was only 15 minutes.
You're a good man, Jay. You're good.
You're
man.
A brave man, Jay.
Brave man. Yeah, but I, you know, I love you guys, and this is not the end. It's never the end.
It isn't the end. We'll always have Comic-Con.
We'll always have Kansas.
And
and we'll always have Comic-Con, yeah.
And we'll always run into each other. But anyways, Cliff,
absolutely.
It's been fantastic, and I know everybody out there that has been listening or being a part of the Jay and Jack podcast and all the videos and everything, we all wish you the best of luck. You're going to be massively successful. We're all behind you.
I already have my Oscar acceptance speech. Would you like me to tell you?
Is that bad luck?
Is that the cut before you get it?
Huh? Oh,
tell
so.
Us. Do
I
it.
Guess so, like, I'd like to thank everybody that I've ever met in my entire life, and everybody who I will ever meet in the future.
Such a clip.
Hold on a second. I already hear the music playing.
To my mom, who's watching this at home or in the audience, she's like, why you not win two Oscars?
Screw you, John McCain. Screw you. I had to change it up a little bit.
I love it.
I couldn't just do the.
Oh, I wish. Can we just beep it? I'll put the beep in myself.
No, can't. No, seriously, I do say that. Ever since you told that story,
F you, John McCain.
I have nothing against John McCain, but it's part of the story.
It's part of the story.
You have to go listen to that old podcast.
Yeah, the story actually has nothing to do really with John
McCain. Wait, do you saw more of the speech?
Nope, that's
okay.
It.
Okay, oh. I want to make sure we're
looking at a cliffhanger.
That would be funny.
That would be funny. But yeah, thank you for everybody for listening, for hanging in there, and for, you know... I'll still be on the Facebook. I'll still be around.
Yeah, I mean, well...
Yeah, it's no big deal.
This isn't the end. It's only a new beginning.
Chapter 2.
Yeah. All right.
Bye, Crippy Crib. Okay.
Cliffy Crab?
Crippy Crib.
Crippy Crab.
All right. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.